Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Sarah Toby, the Science Education and Community Coordinator for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Brooke Rivera, the Administrative Manager for the Sitka Sound Science Center. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here, and we're here to talk about a topic very much of the season. We're talking about the Haunted Aquarium at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And this is something that has actually been going on for a few years. Sarah, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the story of how it began.
So, as you might guess, the hatchery over at the Sitka Sound Science Center, as it has grown, used to be pretty inherently scary just with its, structure being the way it was. And so our hatchery staff many years ago started a haunted hatchery event, and it has since grown into this huge haunted aquarium event where every staff gets on board and pitches in and is taking on a different activity or decorating a different part of the Science Center. And so this event is really to, get in the season of things and celebrate with the community and get pretty spooky.
And it's much more than just the aquarium. It's called the Haunted Aquarium, but actually there's a few different areas of the Sitka Sound Science Center that are involved. So, Brooke, I'll ask you maybe just in general terms, what is the Haunted Aquarium?
Yeah, so... Excuse me. The Haunted Aquarium is a family-friendly event, and it's also for a range of all ages. And so inside the Science Center in our Karsh classroom, we have different activities that kiddos can do. The things that we're doing this year are we have face painting and potion making, owl pellet dissection. We have a marine debris art activity that we're calling Trash Terrors. And then inside our actual aquarium, we'll have it decorated where you can see all of your favorite creatures kind of eating on jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins in there. And then we'll also have appearance from the Raptor Center, and they'll have a raptor.
Very cool. So there will be like jack-o'-lanterns, but they'll be in the water. They'll be the food for the regular residents there.
It's pretty neat. You'll walk around and you'll see like the urchins kind of stuck on pumpkins. And
oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then the Raptor Center, usually they bring an owl, and so you don't actually know for sure, but pretty good hunch that there'll be an owl, because one of the activities is this owl pellet dissection. And I want to hear just a little bit more about that. That sounds pretty cool. What do people who go to do that get to do?
Sure. So when you come in, if you pick that section, we'll have staff there helping kids, and they'll get an owl pellet that they'll get to dissect. And in that dissection, they'll have a paper where they can match and try to figure out what is inside the owl pellet, what the owl had eaten.
Okay, yeah. And we don't want to give any spoilers away. Who knows what people will find in their pellets, but what have you ladies seen in the past years?
It's very fun to try and match the different bones of a skull, because there's so many little parts in there, and the mice that those owls are eating have some pretty cool bones to check out for sure.
Awesome. That sounds very exciting. And I wanted to ask just a little bit about the face painting. I'm guessing people can do things on a theme around being haunted, spooky Halloween season.
Yeah, for sure. And so this is my favorite thing, because this is pretty much what I do the entire time throughout the Haunted Aquarium. And everyone is also able to wear their costumes. That's pretty fun, too. So you get to wear your costume more than once. But we have a paper where kids can pick out, or anyone, whoever wants their face painted, can pick out different, it gives some ideas, but then also you can come in and have your own idea.
So if you have a costume and you're like, this particular face paint would enhance it, you could ask for something to go along with it, a vision for that.
Definitely. And throughout the years, kids have had some pretty amazing ideas. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's see. Sarah, I wanted to ask you about, so we have the aquarium and the Karsh classroom, lots going on in there, but then there's also something going on in the mill building. Tell us about that.
Exactly. So the Mill Building, which is where our retail shop and Ludwig's Chowder are in the summer, completely transforms. We're going to be in there all next week, transforming the Mill Building into our haunted space. And so if you've been there before, you know that there are different rooms that you end up walking through when you come into the haunted Mill Building. And it's a completely themed activity. So we have a story that we'll walk you through, and you'll see different spooky things. You'll see our staff members transformed from, say, the hatchery crew into completely different characters with costumes and makeup and ready to, you know, share some frights.
And did you say the theme? I'm sorry. What is the theme this year?
The theme this year is Entangled. So, the Science Center staff, we were inspired by all of the marine debris cleanups we did this summer. We have a ton of nets and buoys and very cool finds from the coastlines around Sitka. And so the story of the Haunted Mill Building will be all about entanglement, and you just won't recognize it at all. It's going to be look totally different, have all of this beautiful recycled art, but also have a very spooky side to it.
Okay, well, on that note, I want to know, like, this is a family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. Just how scary is this? Who can come out to this? Tell me a little bit about that piece.
I would say, truthfully, the anticipation is usually worse than the actual event, but that is a very fair feeling. What happens when you attend the haunted part of the event is you leave the main building and you walk over to the mill, and someone will be there to greet you, tell you a little bit about what to expect, and also tell you a safe word. So if you end up getting into the haunted building and feeling too spooked, you can tell your guide the safe word and they'll stop the acting and they'll walk you out. But I don't think it's too scary. I think it's a moderate level, 5 out of 10 yeah. scary.
Okay.
And it's pretty fun. Sometimes you'll see kids of all ages going through multiple times.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fun. Okay, great. Well, when does this happen, this fun event that has many layers to it?
So this is happening Thursday, October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
And there's no school the following day. Is that right? Which is part of why this day is chosen.
Yes. Yeah. And so we picked a day where there isn't school. And so
no obligations. Yeah. Nothing to, yeah. You don't have to worry about schedules quite as much. Okay, so 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, that's next week, October 23rd. And what is the cost, and how do people get tickets, or do they buy them at the door?
Yeah, sure. So it's going to be $10 for ages 8 and up, and then 7 and younger are free. And you can buy tickets at Old Harbor Books. They have the paper tickets there. You can also buy them at our front desk if you want to skip the line of waiting outside the Science Center during the event.
Get your ticket at Old Harbor if that's what you want to do. Like, yeah. Have your ticket ahead of time and you can go right in. Okay. And is it sort of come any time between 6 and 8, wander in and out, or do you should one be there right at 6?
Oh, that's a great question. I think some people stay for the whole event 6 to 8, but really it's just come and go. So, and you can pick too. You can do just the inside if you don't want to do the haunted mill building or both. But if you're planning on doing both, I would say probably around an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You can take your time, you know, might take you longer, or you can go through things as quickly as you want to or need to.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I have been speaking with Brooke Rivera, the administrative manager for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Sarah Toby, the science education and community coordinator for the Sitka Sound Science Center. We've been chatting about the Haunted Aquarium at the Sitka Sound Science Center next week, Thursday, October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.